It's only inappropriate if you weren't actually wearing pants.
But do you know if I'm wearing pants?
I don't know if I want to know if you're wearing pants.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, good to know. I think after chastising you for your pants, I'll put my shirt back on.
That's right. This is a fully clothed podcast.
Why is it a fully clothed podcast?
Because? Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. There's reasons for things. Do things always have to make sense?
No, that's why the earth is flat. Because it doesn't make sense.
Don't give those idiots more ammunition than they already don't need. Hashtag flat earthers are idiots.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
I mean, how could someone actually believe that is beyond me?
I don't know. I try not to think about it because it makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, and I don't have any vodka in the house or scotch, so I don't need to be doing any mental exercises that are going to require being very, very drunk in order to succeed.
I have bourbon.
I officially hate you.
I just finished my bourbon.
You finished your bourbon?
My glass of bourbon.
Oh, okay. On my side, it sounded like you said I just finished my bourbon.
Well, yeah, my glass of bourbon. I left out a few words.
Just getting ready for all those dad jokes that you're going to have to use, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you find that thing out?
No, next week.
I thought that was happening this week.
No, it happens next week.
But you said next week, last week.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm like all discombobulated at this point.
You sound like you're in one piece to me.
Good. Then the software is working. And I just spilled coffee all over myself.
I hope it wasn't good coffee.
It was Rising Dragon.
Oh, well, that was a waste of good coffee. Good thing you had a shirt on.
It burns. Still. It still burns. And the shirt is now temporary. 1 second. Okay, I'm back.
I don't think you actually left.
Well, I took my headphones off for a second, so you could have been saying a lot of things while I couldn't hear you.
I guess you'll have to listen for the edit for that.
I hate it when you say that, because then I think I missed something profound, and then I listen back to it, and I realize it was just pure to begin with.
But there could be this time.
I don't know, you're starting to seem like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, but one day there's going to be something awesome, profound that you're going to miss, and then I'm going to be able to get you for it. Hey, remember that time you missed something awesome because I said it when you weren't listening?
You would do that to me, too. That's the bad part.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do that.
Right. Oh, did you ever decide what patch to get?
No, I haven't ordered anything yet.
You mean we spent an entire episode looking at stuff and you didn't get a damn thing?
It's in my Amazon shopping cart, but I haven't placed an order yet. Well, oh. I mean, there's several in my Amazon shopping cart.
Okay. Oh, I may have to have you mule me another Fojo coffee.
Which one?
One of the breakfast blends.
Dirty Morning?
I don't know. Pick one at random. Just please be the one to send it to me instead of them so I don't have to pay 50 arms and 20 legs in shipping.
Where did you get all those arms and legs? Is there an arm and leg warehouse around you?
Maybe. People may or may not have died during the making of those limbs. Actually, that phrase doesn't make any sense now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I keep getting text messages.
Well, it's not me. I can text you, though, if you want me to.
Do you even have my number?
No, not at all. I definitely do not.
Wait a second. I think you do. You do.
I know I do.
Interesting. So all those text messages were my friend telling me that he just got a new Google Voice number.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been using the same number for the last 13 years, somewhere in there.
What's wrong with that?
His job required him to get a local number.
Why?
Reasons.
That sounds like a poor reason.
Well, once you hit a certain pay scale, you're kind of required to have a phone number that is tied strictly to your job and only to your job and nothing but your job.
Well, then the job gets to buy me a phone.
Well, the job bought him a physical phone, but told him he was being relied on to get the service. So he said, screw it, I'm getting Google Voice number.
No, it doesn't work that way. If they want me to have a phone, then they get to provide the phone and the service for the phone.
Yeah. You know, the logical part of my brain agrees with you. The part of my brain that works in telecommunications knows that no company thinks logically about these things.
They do if the employees force them to.
Most employees aren't going to force their bosses to do things.
I'm going to say most employees are pansies then.
Yes, that is a very accurate statement. Scratch that. Delete, delete, delete. Don't say it. Edit out.
Don't forget to edit that out.
Should I make that part one long bleep or actually just cut it?
Just cut it.
Okay. I thought about making it one long bleep. Did you see the Canadians that took over my workplace today?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you give them any maple syrup or a hockey stick?
No, but I gave them some burnt toast.
They might have left if you'd given them a hockey stick, because then they'd go play hockey.
Well, I'm trying to think, are they actually Canadians now that they've had children on American soil?
No, because even Americans that have American children on American soil are no longer, those children are no longer considered American by some parts of our idiotic government.
See, unlike you, I don't have the grace or charm required for a good joke.
Just got to put it out there.
I don't think that's how it works.
It's a joke. You just put it out there.
No, you have to plan these things. You have to make sure that what you're saying is actually funny.
I don't.
Are you sure?
It works.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you positive?
Yeah, surely I am.
Well, okay. I mean, if you want me to call you Shirley.
Don't make me send the Canadians after you.
I swear, it felt like the adults were going to come after me after a little bit. All I was doing was just sitting there. And I figured those geese were going to go out for blood.
Well, usually they are. That's why you shouldn't keep one as a pet.
You know, Canadians are some of the nicest people I know, yet those geese are complete assholes.
Well, don't get in the way of their maple syrup and coffee. Or not coffee. Hockey. Wow. Well, yeah, Tim Hortons too.
Is that really coffee?
I don't know. We don't exactly have a local Tim Hortons.
You know the bad part? I used to live in Seattle, yet I never went to Canada.
Why not?
I don't know. Just never went to Canada. And yet I went to Mexico a whole bunch of times.
Wow.
What?
Epic Game Store.
I don't have the Epic Game Store.
You should keep it that way. It's probably better for everybody.
Why? What's going on with the Epic Game Store now?
Well, you know how Steam has sales?
Mm-hmm.
And people buy a ton of games all at once?
And then Steam normally helps compensate the developers for the massive 70% sale that they put up?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Well, if you buy more than 5 games in Epic Game Store, you get your account locked down because it triggers aggressive fraud.
So if you wait for a sale and buy 6 games, your account's locked down.
Right. And you have to buy 6 games individually because they do not have a shopping cart.
So
it is almost halfway through 2019 and Epic Game Store does not have a shopping cart. An online store without a shopping cart.
Okay, ignoring the shopping cart for a second, which is, wait, they don't have a shopping cart.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever run into any other online service in the past 5 years that have not had a shopping cart. How do you code that? Like, store 101 for web development, put a shopping cart in it.
They've officially become the 7-Eleven of video games. Whatever you can carry in your hand is all you can leave with.
Except you can only carry one thing in your hand.
Good point. Unless I'm an amputee, I've got 2 hands to work with.
And I can tug a lot of stuff in my arms.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how much stuff you can get out of a 7-Eleven if you need to. So here's the question, though. Does DLC count as a game?
I don't know.
Hmm.
All I know is Epic Game Store will never be installed on any of my computers, and I'm never going to have an Epic Game Store account.
Epic Game Store and Origin are the two that I do not install.
Yep.
Yay.
Very much so.
Yep.
And as a Borderlands 2, I keep hearing news that it's coming out in September, but it's really not. It's coming out in April or whatever.
September, April. I don't know. Sounds like the Apple upgrade schedule to me.
Well, it comes out in the Epic Game Store in September, but it comes out in a real game store in April.
So it comes out in April.
Exactly. I have plenty of other games I can play.
Yeah, there's always that.
There's always more miles to drive a tractor trailer.
Are you talking about Truck Simulator?
Yep.
Euro Truck Simulator or American Truck Simulator?
Both. I have over 250 hours in both of them.
You know, I got the message from Steam today. They're two on items sale. On your wish list are on sale.
Yeah, you should pick one up.
I'm thinking about it. But I just terraformed a whole industrial complex in City Skylines, so I kind of want to see how that goes out. Terraforming, man. It's where it's at.
I remember terraforming in SimCity 2000.
Oh, wow. I liked the terraforming engine in SimCity 4.
4 wasn't bad.
4 was pretty good, especially once you downloaded the two module creators. So you could actually make your own buildings and stuff.
Hmm.
That was pretty cool. I helped develop the tree that had a $4 billion per month income.
How does a tree have income?
I don't know, man. It's a tree. Dude, you're also talking to the guy that helped create the Ogma Infinium cheat in Skyrim.
Fine.
Keyword helped.
Yeah, but nothing beats the Dodge Viper machine gun car from Age of Empires 2.
What about the monster truck in Age of Empires 3?
I never played 3 because it didn't come to a proper platform.
Age of Empires 3 came to PC.
It didn't come to a proper platform.
What, Windows XP?
OS X.
Oh. Oh, you're one of those people.
We've had this conversation before numerous times.
I keep forgetting you're an apple, okay?
Did you say apple or did you say apple?
I said apple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No regrets.
Mm-hmm.
What, am I going to get like a glitter letter now or something?
I can't tell you that. No, because glitter is the herpes of the craft world. I don't want to give you herpes.
Thank you? I'm going to go wash my ear holes out with soap now.
Why?
It just seems like the right thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Then I've got to record with Michael tonight.
Fine. I see how it is.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded with you first.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it this way. I'm a voluntary guest here. On the hypothetical, I'm more like a consolation prize.
A voluntary guest?
Yeah. Meaning I show up voluntarily because this is fun. On the hypothetical, I'm a consolation prize.
Voluntary?
Why are you latching on the voluntary here? I'm trying to make you feel better by throwing out random compliments.
Because...
Because why?
I can't have a one-sided conversation by myself. It just doesn't work.
Sure you can. It's called radio. But still, and don't. It would,
you
it
know
would
why I don't listen to the radio?
Because it's terrible?
Exactly.
You know the other reason I'm recording with him tonight? Unlike you, he actually joined me in my Discord.
Oh.
Did that work? Did that work at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured I'd try.
No, that was just like a complete total failure.
Oh, okay. Complete and total failure?
Yeah.
Okay. So it needed two descriptors?
Yes. It was that bad.
Or was it that good?
No, it definitely was not good.
Oh.
Good would be like a giant bowl of Death by Chocolate ice cream with sprinkles. Bad is that.
Okay, good to know. Thank you for your constructive feedback.
You're welcome. So did you order a new pen yet?
No.
Oh, fine. I see how it is.
What? Wait, what? Huh?
What?
How do you see how it is after I didn't order a new pen?
Because I told you that I ordered one, so I thought you might order one too.
No.
Why not?
Pens are kind of low on my budget list right now.
This one's cheap.
Yeah, I know, but I have to get a new sofa. I have to get a new bed. I have to get a second camera.
What do you need a second camera for?
One that doesn't have a 4K crop.
What's wrong with the 4K crop?
When I go to record 4K, my 25mm lens suddenly feels like I'm filming with a 35mm lens. Which means since I'm on Micro Four Thirds, my 50mm equivalent feels like I'm filming with a 70mm equivalent.
Didn't someone warn you about this before you ordered the camera?
Well, the Panasonic G9 doesn't have the 4K crop and it's still Micro Four Thirds. And that way I've got two cameras going when I'm doing the YouTube reviews.
It just sounds like way too much work.
Not really. The videos are pretty easy to do now.
Sounds like too much work.
You should try it sometime.
Nah.
Join us on YouTube, Phil.
I'll record a video of me driving from someplace to someplace in American Truck Simulator.
Okay, so you'll do a CGP Grey?
No.
Oh. Do they have two-player mode on Truck Simulator yet?
There is a multiplayer, but it sounds like there's an awful lot of idiots that just drive around running into people.
We could live stream that.
I'd have to install Windows.
No, you could do Boot Camp.
Or we could do Farm Sim.
Is that one cross-platform?
Yep. That's even console too, but I don't know if multiplayer works with console.
So here's the question. Why the hell would we live stream Farm Simulator?
People do it. I don't know why, but they do.
Wow. That is interesting.
Lots of things are interesting. This conversation right now we're having is interesting.
Really?
Considering we've almost talked for 30 minutes.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. We probably should end it.